Jesus, our peace, in your gospel you assure us, I will never leave you alone. I will send the Holy Spirit as a support and a comforter to remain with you forever. And so we understand that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
John chapter 14. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long the world will not see me any more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you.
My soul is at rest.
From the writings of Brother Roger of Teze. There is a force which dwells within us, which is the same for everyone. This force is the Holy Spirit, and it whispers in our hearts, "The little faith you have is enough. Surrender yourself to God in all simplicity." And gradually, we realize that the most important thing in life is to love with trust. When we love with trust, we bring happiness to people around us, and we remain in communion with those who have gone before us.
Thank you.
Let us pray. For peace and reconciliation and tolerance between nations. For communities caught up in conflict and war, especially in Israel and Gaza. Lord, we pray. For refugees around the world, and all those who have no home and an uncertain future. Lord, we pray. For those burdened with illness, whether physical or mental or emotional, and for those supporting and caring for them. Lord, we pray. For all those who are lonely, or grieving, or overwhelmed with sadness, Lord, we pray. For the natural world, declining so rapidly under our stewardship, and for those whose decisions and leadership and innovation can halt that decline. Lord, we pray. So bless us, Lord Jesus, and all those you have entrusted to us. Guide us in the spirit of the Beatitudes, joy, simplicity, and mercy. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore.
Amen.